From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight with Peter Jennings.
Well, I would make for lousy sound bites. I tend to use a lot of inverted phrases and ifs, ands, wherefores, and maybes, because that's rather the way I look at life. And so I find writing the evening news sometimes very challenging, because I realize that what we're trying to give folks in the evening is black and white, when so often I want to give them gray.
Landing gear is down and locked. Main gear touchdown. Drag chute deploy. Nose gear touchdown. And Discovery is home.
Mr. President, my name is Cindy Sheehan. My son Casey was killed in Iraq. He was only 24, and he died in his best friend's arms. Casey was so good and so honest. Why can't you be honest with us? You were wrong about the weapons of mass destruction. You were wrong about the link between Iraq and Al-Qaeda.
I've heard her position from others, which is get out of Iraq now. And it would be a mistake for the security of this country and the ability to lay the foundations for peace in the long run if we were to do so.
For us to decide to voluntarily pull out from settlements in areas which are claimed by many to be part of the historic land of Israel, this is a dramatic and fundamental move, the like of which has never been done since the beginning of the Zionist movement.
It's a national calamity what's happening now. If we give away this land to murderers, then we're bringing the terror that we've seen here in the past closer and closer to the homes of all the Jews in Israel.
If it will make us go one step further in the future to the peace, I think it's necessary.
Any withdrawal and liberation for even one city will make us glad. It doesn't mean that the conflict is ended. We know that Gaza will remain as a big jail, but still, we want this withdrawal to end without any losses among our people.